Friday, 10th of July. The timing of temptation. Genesis chapter 14, verses 22 and 23. New International Version. But Abraham said to the king of Sodom, "With raised hand I have sworn an oath to the Lord, God Most High, Creator of heaven and earth, that I will accept nothing belonging to you." The timing of the temptation came when Abram might well have been off guard, enjoying the popularity of the hour. He had earned a few moments of relaxation after the strain of battle, and at this quiet moment in his life, the subtle offer came. Satan has chosen that moment to attack. There is no doubt that the pressure on Abram to accept this gift is very great. I have found that many of us Christians have been trapped by the fear of offending someone if we say no. We are troubled about what they will think, and so often very little troubled about what God will think. We fail to realize if we cannot say no now, how can we ever say no after the offer has been accepted and we are indebted to some degree? The earliest time to say no is now. This is what the Apostle Paul means when he says, "I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12b, New International Version. That is, the only one I wish to serve is Christ. The only power to which I will yield my life is His. Anything else that threatens to control me or limit me, I reject. It may be lawful, it may even be in good standing all around, but if it makes any demand upon me that is not His demand, I do not want it. This is what Abraham is so beautifully demonstrating in these verses. It is a bold and positive declaration. What a clear-cut victory! The subtle trap of the enemy has been uncovered. Prayer thought: Lord, may our no be no, even when it seems to be right to say yes.